Isn't it crazy how human beings are the only animals today that have to go through school, that have to go through getting a job, and that have to then go and get money before they can get food? No other animal on the planet currently has such a crazy system of existence. And human beings don't always live like this, you know. When we study history, we hear of hunting, we hear of foraging. Hunting is pretty straightforward. It's what lions do. It's what a whole lot of other animals, the eagle, the shark, they hunt. They go and they track down other animals so that they can eat, they can get protein, and they can get all the nutrients that they need. Then there's foraging. Foraging is what a squirrel does, getting nuts. Foraging is what other animals do, going to like a giraffe, going to get leaves from a tree. So human beings used to do the same. We'd climb up trees and get fruit. We'd dig into the ground and we'd get bulbs, you know, bulbs like potatoes. Time would go on and then we'd become advanced and we'd start farming. We'd have domesticated animals like cows, goats, sheep, pigs, chickens. That would be our food, and we'd have it confined. We'd breed these animals for our meals so that we don't have to hunt for meat. And then we also started farming crops, produce, maize, potatoes, tomatoes. We'd even have fruit trees. And then somewhere along the line, someone decided, no, man, it can't be that human beings can get food so easily. They came up with this money system. And with the money system, it was, if you have food that I need, we will exchange that food, but we won't exchange it directly. We'll do it through money. So I will give you certain food. You will give me money. Once I have that money, I will then go and buy food that I need from someone else. And then some of the genius was like, no, that's not good enough. It can't just be about money and exchanging food. There needs to be like a system of getting this money. And the way, that's where they came up with the schooling system and the job market. Where now for a normal child, you're born, start school at age 7. Obviously, we're not going to count preschool. Start at grade 7. Then you study all the way till grade 12, standard 10, matric, high school. No money, no food. You're being fed by your parents and by other people who are using their money. Then thereafter, you have to go to tertiary. You have to go and study for a diploma or a degree at a technicon at a university, some specialized college, for 3 years, for 4 years, for 5 years, some people for 7 years or even longer. And then thereafter, you have to hope that you can get a job. Some big company needs to hire you. Hire you so that you can work for them, do some chores for them. And in exchange for those chores, they then give you money. And it's only once you have that money that you can that you can go into a shop and go buy food. Not go to a farm to go and get the produce or the meat, but go to a shop to go buy food. Like, when you remove yourself from the system and you actually study it from outside, it's a form of insanity. Imagine monkeys, imagine lions, imagine eagles, imagine sharks. Imagine cows, goats, etc., having to go through school, having to first get a job, having to first get money before they can eat. Money used to be a medium of exchange and a store of value. A medium of exchange is, like I said, you have something that I want, or someone has something that I want. I have something that someone else needs. So I can bring bags of maize, I can bring a cow, or I can bring money, which is meant to quantify goods behind it. So if I give you 5,000 rand, it is the equivalent of 2 pigs. And then if you give me money for something, it's the equivalent of something else. I can get some. So it was a medium of exchange, because the real value of life does not lie in money. It lies in the things that money can get you, in the food that money can buy for you, and maybe a car and transport, in a place to stay. That's what money gets. The money itself is worthless. So money used to be a medium of exchange and it used to be a store of value. So store of value means that when you look at a 100 rand note, $100 note, it means that behind this is some type of real value and it is quantified in this piece of paper. Today, obviously, it's on the screen. Money is not that anymore. Money has become the end and not the means. And that's why from a young age, we've come up with these crazy systems where a five-year-old child can't go and plant their own food, can't go and look after their own chickens so that they can offer their own meals. That child has to go to school. If you teach that child a trade, how to farm, how to manufacture, how to build, how to fix, that is called child labor and child exploitation. And they tell you that you're wrong to do that. This child has to go to school. Why is my child going to school? Oh, so that one day they can get a job. But why must they get a job? So that they can earn money. Why must they earn money? Oh, so that they can buy food and get a home. What the fuck? Why am I not taking my little child, teaching them how to grow food, maybe even teaching them how to hunt and forage, teaching my young child how to build a structure, their own home, teaching my young child how to make their own furniture, how to fix or build a car? Why am I not doing that? Why do I have to send my child to study all these flimsy and hollow subjects? Languages, arithmetic, biology, science, geography, history, so that they can qualify to get into a tertiary institution. So that in that tertiary institution, they can qualify to one day have a CV and get a job. And that job will give them money to get the things that we're meant to be teaching them how to get by themselves. Human beings are the only crazy animals that have to wait 25 years or longer to be able to start earning a living and feeding themselves. Something wrong with the system. And I'm hoping more and more people wake up and they start challenging it in some or other way. Because capitalism and the way it's structured today is not it. Money has been infiltrated by evil. Interest, profit, speculation, inflation. And I believe those things have taken away the purity of what money used to be as a medium of fair exchange, as a store of true value. Can you all the black pen?